WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
The most visible white hip-hopper is Eminem, who's much praised for his verbal dexterity and vivid scene setting, as well as being condemned for misogyny and homophobia. But there's another white rapper, MC Paul Barman, who could be considered the anti-Eminem. Rather than seeking to appear streetwise and tough, he raps about his large vocabulary, bad schools, and his crummy sex life. Rock critic Ken Tucker says Barman's new CD, called Paul-Aluya, is both amazing and annoying.
All right, so you're going to
do an intro. Do an intro right now.
Yeah.
Do it right now.
Yeah, you know what
right
I'm
now.
Saying?
Right now, you got a measure left.
Hey.
Quickly. You got a
no one can
All right, rip it.
I make death tunes, take from MF Doom and Jeff Koons. No one left for the restrooms when I got on stage. I can rock the mic to Silence by John Cage with the arty flavor. I shoot the gift like a party favor. Flip the script and make it do cartwheels. Feel smart, steal hearts, and start meals with chocolates.
There aren't many rappers out there who name-check the artist Jeff Koons, composer John Cage, and proclaim a bit later in that song that he's iller than the Iliad, and boast, I'm the Ne-plus ultra, a B-plus culture. But does all that make Paul Barman good? Barman makes much of his pedigree as a Brown University graduate whose nerd persona renders him a hip-hop Woody Allen. He's a whiner who gets the girl, a Jewish outsider having fun with couplets that make fun of wasps as, quote, smirking jocks with hacky sacks in Birkenstocks and khaki pants. Barman is a privileged outsider who writes songs that put down the low standards of public schools.
Current events, comparison contrast, cause and effect, embarrassing bombast. Five paragraphs, each start with a topic sentence or hook for pop a sentence. So much pop, of course people stop attendance. And this court loves to drop defendants. Let me leave an illusion dispelled. 98% of the graduates matriculate because the other ones got expelled.
Paul Barman doesn't merely rhyme. He writes eight-bar palindromes. He writes about having sex with famous women, but his list includes not just predictable stars like Winona Ryder and Elizabeth Hurley, but he insists that distinguished essayist Cynthia Ozick is also an object of his desires. The high and low culture references just cascade out of him, especially when he's talking about sex. To put it as absurdly as Barman himself might, if the novelist Philip Roth and the critic John Leonard had a child, he might sound something like this.
I'm truly the hero of Julie Shapiro, but I'm sure to spill sperm in Laura Silverman. I'm sticking taxing long things in Maxine Hong Kingston, which brings in Amy Tan. She said, Lamy Mon.
The problem with this CD is that its beats and rhythms don't equal its verbal inventiveness. This results in a certain sameness that eventually grows wearisome. As Paul-Aluya proceeds, Barman becomes less like the hippest Jewish rap act since the Beastie Boys and more like Weird Al Yankovic. A novelty artist, Stan Freeberg with Flow.
People repping clones accuse me of using rap as a stepping stone. I thought about this crap when I was schlepping home. It's cause I went for the laugh, cause I'm not from the Ave, cause I target the fans that you wish you didn't have. Had I made a mockery of a culture like the Choco Taco? Was I to rap as France was to Morocco? Was I colon rap, colon France, colon Morocco?
Paul Barman has said he's making music for, quote, people who are like a 16-year-old Paul, really, really bored with their environment, rebellious inclinations toward authority, anxious about the future as it was predicted, a desire to jump on your pretty friends, unquote. In all this, he succeeded, I think. It's just that being a freakishly articulate, hyper-16-year-old is also a textbook example of arrested development.
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed Paul Barman's new CD, Paul-Aluya.